think you've made the most progress this year?
Just being out there on the field, probably. I missed what half the season, most of all the season last year. I played more games this year than I did last year, so that's progress to me right there.
Do you feel like the longer, the more you're out there, you just start to feel more comfortable and things get a little bit easier?
Yeah, always, man. I tell the guys I feel like a rookie all over again. They say, man, it's just like a rookie season. They always come at me and tell me that. They say, just have fun and enjoy being out there with your teammates. So that's what I'm doing out there.
Is it lucky, though, because maybe you feel like a rookie as far as being on the field, but you've had, a year and a half to learn stuff?
Oh, yeah. I learned a lot. Learned a lot about this defense, about the guys around me, my teammates, about myself. So I think I did good. I'm doing better than I thought I would do.
What do you like about playing inside? Because it seems like that's been effective for you when you line up against a guard inside.
I don't really care where I line up at. Whoever you ask me to line up, I just go and line up and do what I do, rush or play the run, whatever comes my way. So whenever you ask me to line up, I just line up and go.
Apologize for getting here a bit late, but if you could update on how you're feeling and your chances of playing on Sunday.
Feeling good, man. It's day-to-day right now. Just working to try to get back for Sunday.
How much you talked about in August, how you put on 15 pounds of muscle and you've gotten stronger in the weight room. How much have you seen that on game day, and what's that been doing for you?
It's been doing a lot. Helped me in the run game a lot. Somehow I might get cut off guard, might be trying to pass rush, and might be around, just set down easy, and just lock them out and get off blocks a lot easier than I did last year.
Last year when you got hurt, you still went out there and you played through it and tried to pick up. You did that same thing this past game.
What's up, my man?
Was it different, though? Did you know a little bit more about how hurt you were, how much you could still play through it?
To my last year?
Well, then versus what you did this past Thursday night, because obviously you went out there and continued to play more.
Yeah, that was two different things, two different injuries, two different pains. I just told the guys I'm going to try to finish this game. I was hurt real bad. I was just like, I'm going to finish this game, see what I can do the rest of the game, and continue to play. Knee pain and ankle pain. I think I had to take the ankle pain over knee pain, but it's a little different, different injury, different pain. So when it was bothering me on my knee, I was just like, I can't go, so do what I can do.
Jay Damien, what do you think about Steve Spurrier stepping down at South Carolina?
I played for the Texans. I did 3 years there. My years went past. We had 11-2 season. It was great. Had a great time there. I play for the Texans now, so I don't know what's going on. It was a great coach when I was there.
After watching film, what are a few things of your biggest concerns facing
that Jackson? I'm just going to stop the run. They got a good running back. And our goal is every game to stop the run, try to make teams one-dimensional, pass the ball on us. So we're going to focus on more on stop the run. We've been not doing as well in the run game last 2 weeks. So we're going to try to stop the run this week and try to force the quarterback to make plays on us.
Thank you.